Craft is so much more than a shimmering landing page or micro animation. It's sweating all of the tiny little details and having a thorough understanding of the edge cases in your product. It reminds me of something Julius Tarn shared about his time at Linear.
That's what I think people appreciate about Linear as a piece of software, is they use it and they're like, oh shit, this edge case, this one workflow, like Linear thought about that for me. So there's a lot of these like little decisions, tiny little edge cases that kind of collect up into what is the final product.
But there's one detail that a lot of designers, myself included, often ignore, and it has to do with our toasts and dialogues. Here's Raphael Shad, the founder of Cron, who's now leading Calendar at Notion, to share a little bit more.
And so I really think that dialogues and toasts are kind of like the one way an application really has a conversation with the user. Static mocks and kind of like the face of the app are good and fine, and they define sort of like the look and feel when you land in an app. But then once you use a piece of software, the conversation is really like all the little sort of like interruptions and FYIs, et cetera, that the software presents to the user.
That last idea has really stuck with me since our interview, that toasts are the way that our product talks to our users, how it interrupts, guides, and informs them. Raphael called it one of the most undervalued skills in all of design. And he's right. I mean, even reflecting on my own process, toasts are so often the thing that I flippantly do at the end of a project, right before my design ship. I mean, sometimes they're not even in Figma. It's just a Slack message to an engineer. And if I do design the dialogues in Figma, then I normally just dump them alongside the relevant frame, so they're scattered throughout my organization and I pretty much forget about them. But after listening to Raphael, it's clear that he treats his dialogues as a first-class citizen.
And so I'm kind of like a stickler to really be like really crisp and clear and consistent in all these interactions, because that's how Cron kind of like speaks to the user.
And going back to Julius's comment in the beginning, so many of the edge cases in our product are handled with these dialogues, so it can get kind of complex.
It's really hard because all these special cases, edge cases, options, FYIs, error states, they all live in code. They don't live in design. In design, you maybe have a component for what an error toast looks like, or a dialogue with the primary and secondary and cancel button. But that's just the visual design of the dialogue. I don't care about that as much. Of course, I kind of want to make it gorgeous and nice and drop shadow and dims the background and, you know, has like a little hover state and it's all like, you know, nifty. But really the content of this component is where I think kind of, I guess, uppercase D design shines versus kind of like the pixels lowercase D design. And so, for example, like I just have like gigantic Figma files where I keep all toasts and dialogues actually just like designed out, like spelled out, like every single permutation I have in there, and I really want to fight hard to keep it in sync with the code base.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. There's been a lot of talk on this show about quality and velocity, and the biggest hack that I've seen is having designers who can ship directly to production. And now Desen is making it so that designers everywhere can do just that without having to write any code. Now, everyone's talking about how LLMs can 10x developers, but Desen is laser focused on how LLMs can 10x designers. It's one of the tools I'm most excited about right now, and they're giving away early access to the Dive community. So head to dive.club/Desen to learn more. That's D-E-S-S-N. All right, I have a secret for you. I'm working on a new company behind the scenes, and it's built specifically for designers like you that listen to this show. And honestly, I'm just too excited about it, so I have to give you a sneak peek. Head to dive.club/startup to get a little glimpse of what's coming next. Okay, now onto the episode. I love how seriously Raphael takes the content inside of the dialogues. Not only writing the best copy to solve that specific edge case, but also ensuring that it fits within the broader voice of the product.
Oftentimes when I add a new dialogue then, or an engineer hits me up, hey, like we need a new, you know, dialogue to handle this, I will go and compare like what are all the similar dialogues that we already have? What are some tooltips even that refer to similar concepts? Copy them all into that file and kind of build like a little context kind of, you know, bubble around that one dialogue that I need to design. And again, the component is already done. I'm not actually designing, you know, the component, but now I'm like really thinking about what are the options? What are the words? What are the nouns? What are the verbs? What are the adjectives? Like, how do we refer to the same concepts consistently?
Sweating the details at this level probably requires you to go to a deeper level of collaboration with engineers too. Here's what Raphael did.
Engineers, they love to just kind of like throw in like a little line of code that adds like a little toast dialogue to kind of handle a special case. So I added to the pull requests template on GitHub, added like a little step that engineers can like check off that says, you know, if this PR introduces a dialogue or a toast or something similar, there's other examples, ping, you know, like Slack channel X or something like that. So I really want to be aware of the surface area.
If you want to create a product that is truly well crafted, this is the level of obsession that it takes. So I hope that you found Raphael's story as inspiring as I did.